Agencies are missing out on billions of dollars in savings because they're not using strategic sourcing contracts, particularly when buying services. And by not taking advantage of the government's volume buying power, departments are putting their mission goals at risk. The Government Accountability Office is expected to issue these findings today as part of a new report on strategic sourcing. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller got a draft copy. He joins us now with an exclusive look at GAO's findings. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So just tell us the highlights of this. What exactly did GAO look at and what did they find?
Well, over about a 13-month period, GAO looked at four big agencies: the Department of Defense, the Departments of Energy, Homeland Security, Veterans Affairs, and then it also looked at the Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative. But let me first start with the first four agencies. They make up about 80% of the federal government's procurement budget, about $388 billion out of $537 billion. So these are the big four, if you will. So if the way they do strategic sourcing really does show up from a broad perspective in terms of finding savings and how other agencies do. And basically what they found was basically beyond DHS, these other three agencies really are not taking advantage of strategic sourcing, which is the idea of using the volume discount that the government brings, the volume buying power of the government, to get a bigger discount. So not just you buy five computers, but if you buy 1,000 computers or if you buy, you know, a million pencils versus, you know, 10 boxes of 100 pencils. So DHS did the best. About 20% of their procurement budget went through strategic sourcing contracts, and they saved about 2.3% overall. DHS spent more, 5.8% of its budget, through strategic sourcing, but only saw less than 1% worth of savings. Energy, about 9.3% of its acquisition budget went through strategic sourcing, with about 1.34% savings. And then VA was way down there, spending less than 2% and seeing very little return. Now, let me offer this as a government-wide perspective. $537 billion on acquisition across government. About 5% of the entire government's budget went through strategic sourcing vehicles, and the savings was less than 0.5%. So it's just not being used very widely across the government. GAO pointed this out and said, listen, there's billions and billions of dollars that could be saved. They said upwards of $50 billion a year that agencies then could put back into their mission. And during these tight budget times, we all know, you know, that wherever agencies can find money, they need to find it and repurpose it out of, you know, acquisition and into, for instance, more specific mission areas.
So to clarify, there are specific contracts that exist that are called strategic sourcing initiative contracts, and the agencies just aren't using them very much.
Well, yes and no. I mean, the administration has set up the Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative, and the big one around that is office supplies. There's a bunch of others that are coming. But there's also things that agencies can do internally. Take the Commerce Department, for instance. They've strategically sourced just internally the idea of desktop computers and laptops. So agencies can – it doesn't have to be the one-size-fits-all, the approach that we've seen over the last maybe – 10 years, but this administration has come in and said, listen, strategic sourcing can be any number of things. Just take advantage of the volume that you are buying.
And did GAO offer any advice, and have the agencies reacted to the report yet?
Yeah,
well, I guess they haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it would not be a GAO report without recommendations, right? A couple things they said, a lot of them revolved around metrics, setting goals for the amount of money spent through the strategic sourcing, and establish procedures to identify and track those efforts. So I think that was a very common theme through it all. Eventually, they also asked the Office of Federal Procurement Policy and the General Services Administration, which runs the Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative, to look at the areas more broadly and say what's most ripe, if you will, for FSSI and develop a plan to create such vehicles. One example is back in June, the Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative decided to make SmartBuy, the enterprise software licensing program, part of the FSSI program, and we're going to see a SmartBuy 2.0 in the coming months.